בעזרת השם, we're dedicating the שיעור for the success of יוסף בן משה, אריאלה אליזה, בת אריאלה אליזה, no, yes, אליזה, אריאלה אליזה בת אסתר, also for the success of ידידיה משה בן אריאלה אליזה. And also for the memorial, is that what you say? Memorial of Claudia Castro Escalenta. Escalante.
Escalante.
Escalante. You know better. I wanted to tell you something just to inspire you a little bit. Small thing. You saw that we in dedicating, you heard about the condition of the Maharosh, Rabbi Elezer Shlomo ben Malka, Rabbi Elezer Shlomo Shik. So he was in a very critical situation, and in a certain time, 3 days ago or something like that, so Rabbi Berland, that is now in Amsterdam, in Holland, he, after Shachrit, he said to his students that the Maharosh is already in the place of Rabbeinu in heaven, Beichal shel Rabbeinu over there. Means that he passed away. So, and then after 2 minutes, Ariel told me that yesterday. And then after a few minutes, in 5 minutes, in Eretz Israel, the doctors came out. What? Ah, in New York. Ah, he's in Manhattan. Okay, in New York, in Manhattan. So, so the doctor said that that he won't make it, and this is it. He came in the same time, and then all of Baruch Hashem, Am Yisrael made tefillot and tshuvot and prayers and everything, and dedicating shiuri, and everyone done what they could. And then Rav Berland, in the next day, Yom Achreze, one day after Shachrit, he said that they lengthened his life. And he's going to be with us at least 3 more years for sure. And after 5 minutes, the doctors came out and said that he's a lot better. 5 minutes, the students checked and talked and people in touch. 5 minutes later, and he opened his eyes. 5 minutes later, he opened his eyes and the doctor came out and said that... So, this is our luck, our mazal gadol. That we have righteous people, that their legs are here with us and their heads somewhere else. We're so lucky to have that. So, Baruch Hashem, Likutei Moharan, it's Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat Higiya, Chag Leilanot. Tu Bishvat Higiya, Chag Leilanot. What it means, Chag Leilanot? Rabbeinu said, Al Tiyu Etzim Yevashim. Don't be dry trees. Go and water trees. Lechu lashkot ilanot. So it's a chag la'ilanot. Why? Because this is a time, it's a spiritual time, that it's the time that the light of Hashem, light of Afatzah, can reach all of the souls, all of the trees. Ki adam etz ha'sadeh. Every person is a tree of the field. And this is the place that he belongs to. So if you're stuck in a city, so this is why you feel that you're not in your place, because the Adam Etz HaSadeh, man is a tree, not of the sidewalk, of the field. Adam Etz HaSadeh, you need to spend a few hours every day in the field, because if not, you're not Adam. Adam, you want to be a man, you want to be a human being, this is what you want to be, Adam. So you need to be a tree in the field, you have to be in the field. You cannot function from the sidewalks of Beis Israel. Sorry to disappoint you. It's nice, it's good, but a few hours every day, you have to water yourself. You have to plant yourself in a holy place, in the field. Every day, you have to be in the field. So, what's so special in this day, Tu Bishvat? That in Tu Bishvat, and someone mentioned to me yesterday that it's the birthday of Rabbi Natan. So it's the birthday of Rabbi Natan, and that complete all of that deal. Because Rabbi Natan, he is the light of Afatzah in the world. Because Rabbeinu, even Rabbi Nachman, said that without Rabbi Natan, we wouldn't have even one page, one paper that's written Rabbeinu's Torot with it, with a holy name that needs to put in the Gniza to hide it. This is it. So the light of Hafatzah, it's Rabbi Nathan, it's the student. You need to understand that the light of the Hafatzah, the light of the Hafatzah of Rav Berland is Rav Shalom. The light of Hafatzah of Rav Shalom, it's me. The light of Hafatzah of mine, Torah, for you, is you. You want it to grow, it depends in you. It depends in the student. Everyone is a student. And if you're not a student, so you cannot have students. Because Rabbeinu said, Ainyan Sheli, my issue is that students are going to make students. So it's your job. This is you. This is you. I told you I moved an apartment. We moved. So we just land in the border between Shaare Chesed and Rechavia. In the day after, the Rosh Kollel of the Breslev Shul in Shaare Chesed, he saw a person, a Rebbe, Rabbi Shai, Ishai Tukayer, you know him, Rabbi Shai. He's learning with my children in the mornings. So he met him over there and he told him, oh, those are the children of Avdror. I heard that he's moving to here, to Rechavia. We want him to come with his students to the Breslev Shul in Shaare Chesed. So Rabbi Shai told him, it's too small. you just need to see that just Hashem Yitbarach is smiling. No one is changing nothing, we're not moving nowhere, we're not doing nothing, but just you see that Hashem Yitbarach is welcoming every Hasid Breslev. You know, you're coming, this is it, oh, we heard, yes, we want him to come, we want him to teach. I started to laugh, oh, mash, it was so funny. My son asked me, Father, why are you laughing? He told me, he asked me, why are you laughing? I told him, they think I'm a rabbi. they really do. They really. Maybe you think that also. It's so funny. It's so funny. It's so much hilarious. So yesterday, no, really, it's very funny. No, really, it's funny. If you think about it, if you focus on it, I remember myself better. More, my memory is more clear from the days that I was dancing in discotheques, in clubs, and once we were in a Purim party in the yeshiva, and there is a person that I remember him from the clubs, from the discotheques here in Jerusalem, and he's learning in the yeshiva, and he came a few years after me, and so I didn't mention him to him that I remember him and I know him very carefully and everything, Baruch Hashem. And we were polite to each other. This is a new life. Everyone wants to have a new start, Baruch Hashem. And the thing is, you know, my secret is that I'm not embarrassed in my old life. It's obvious for me. I know why I was there. I didn't have nothing else to do with my time. I just went to do what everyone were doing, and I wanted to do even more. So it's simple for me. I'm not. But people, it's not allowed to remind about Tshuva, his old place, because maybe for him it would be hard. But for us, it's not hard. Because, I don't know. For me, it's not hard. It's what Hashem wanted. So one time in Purim, we were dancing in Mesibat Purim, and everyone are dancing and hugging, and I don't know exactly who, but someone came to me and he was very happy to see me, and he hugged me, and we were dancing together. And suddenly that guy from the Yerushalmi, guy from Jerusalem, here he came, and he told him, you know who is he? He was totally drunk, Baruch Hashem. You know, Nichnas Yain, Yatsa Sod, all of the secrets now comes out. He told him, you know who that person is? You know who is he? And I'm saying to myself, oh, very. Now he's starting. Now. Find the right time in Purim. And he said, you don't know his heart. Even when we were in the discotheques, we were dancing together, and he was always trying to bring everyone to enter to the clubs for free, and he was taking out free tickets for everyone, and he was taking bottles from the bar, and he was letting everyone drink for free, and he was doing it when he was chiloni, and he's doing it today. So I said it to my wife, I told her, what can I do? This is me. So when I was inside the klipa, I was doing it over there in the klipa. And when I'm here, so I'm Always, everyone are coming to me. Harav, can I come a little bit later? Yes, don't worry, Hanan. Mark him present, don't worry. Harav, can I miss one day? Yeah, no problem, Hanan. Sign him up, everything is okay. Harav, you cannot fight yourself. Who that you are, it's who that you are. They decided to change the dress code in the English program. So I came to them. I told them, if you want to close the English programs, or there are easier ways to close it. You don't need to change the dress code for that. You can just say, don't come tomorrow. They're going to understand. No budget. Don't worry. It's going to be okay. We're going to tell them. To tell them to change the dress code, it's to hurt their feelings. So why to do it? Why to tell them that they're doing something wrong if they're not? This is how they used to. You cannot understand them. So okay. So we will never gonna let those weird, stupid things to happen to us. This is not our nature. Our nature is to let other people grow. And this is what the Rabbeinu said, Lashkot ilanot. You need to water trees. You don't need to force them, like the Chinese are bending the trees and forcing them to be small, to the shoes. They're putting the women, the Japanese, putting the girls in small shoes that their legs won't be big, won't grow, and weird things. So to water trees, it means to let the tree grow as he is, to let it be, and just to give him, to supply him water. Yesterday we spoke about it. I spoke with one of the friends here, and we talked about it. How can it be when you have tradition? When you have tradition, so you give the wisdom of Hashem to your student, and he now receives it, and now he's going with it to teach someone else. Okay, so what he's teaching? He's teaching your wisdom, the wisdom that you gave him. But your wisdom not belongs to you also. You received it from your rabbi. And I confessed in front of that person. I told him, I know the truth is, when I'm checking myself inside, I can see, I like we said, we spoke about it a lot. I know how to wrap things very nicely. I have my talents, I have my ability to do things, but actually the product that I'm wrapping is the wisdom of Hashem. It's all of the straight mind that I have inside is the wisdom of Rav Shalom. This is really, bottom line, if I'm checking, so I can do it in a better way than he can, maybe, in a certain way. Ariel, he knows how to play the saxophone. Rav Shalom, no matter how many years he's going to spend in the studio, he will never going to learn how to play the saxophone like Ariel plays. My English, I have English. I saw Star Wars. Rav, we're not going to sit to watch Star Wars so many times like I did. And people need to hear, Torah that is wrapped in a certain way that also Luke Skywalker is walking with you over there. And if not, so he cannot perceive it, he cannot digest it. For him, it's not tasty. One person to digest the medicine, Rabbeinu is saying, you need to put sweetness into the bitterness of the medicines. It's a cure, it's a potion, but you're not able to drink it. So need to put some spices, some drugs in it, some alcohol, some, you know, to make it something edible. And if not, so for him it's poison. It's so healthy. Rabbeinu is saying, even to come from a contaminated air to a pure air, it damages your health. Even if you, okay, he make Aliyah, he comes to Jerusalem, he goes to the Kotel al-Arabi, you can get crazy, you can get Jerusalem syndrome, to think you're Mashiach, and this is it. And the light made him crazy, and now he's in Eitanim, in a mental care house, in a special place, and you need to go to visit him. And why? Because he made things out with no balance. So this is the wisdom, to know how to take the wisdom and to hand it to someone else. So actually, all of the Torah, it's Torah Hashem, it's Torah Moshe, and that's the real wisdom. The only thing is that you need to use your talents, your powers, your abilities, your wisdom, to hand it to the next generation. This is what you can contribute, this is what that you can give. To be a messenger, to clean yourself, it's not your Torah. When you cancel yourself totally, so the Torah can flow through you, can run through you, to the next one, to the next student. And this is what it means, Lashkot Ilanot. To water trees, to let them grow,
to let everyone express himself. And then, when you're teaching him, you don't need him to learn from you. Because actually, what that you're doing, this is the wisdom of judging to the, your friend to cast food. You just let the light express itself from inside. You just tell, let he, you wake up the awareness, his awareness to the fact that Hashem Yitbarach is already inside of him. You just need to let him believe in himself. This is it. Faith in yourself. Today I had a chiddush in the morning on women, on faith in yourself in the aspect of women. A lot of times women can find themselves in that situation that they are all stressed about money. And they don't know what to do. If they don't have what they need, they don't have money, they're getting crazy. She feels poor and she don't know what to do with herself. Now you give her money, she's got money, she's afraid to expend it, she don't know what to do with it. And she's losing her mind and she needs help. Rabbeinu is saying on that the money, the wealth, the ashirut, the Gemara is saying, and Rabbeinu is explaining, that the ashirut is depends in the happiness of the wife. Honor your wives, and then you're going to be rich. The wealth will come. Why? Because Rabbeinu is saying it's the light of her soul. It's all nafsha. So, the light of her soul, it's like your light of your neshama. She's got or nafsha, the light of her soul. Okay, so, when we're talking about ourselves, we're saying, if you're going to believe in yourself, the light of your neshama is going to glow. You need to believe in yourself. And then you can see the light of your neshama. When you achieve that, you can recognize the light of the tzaddikim and the light of the Torah. When you have that, you can see the light of Hashem. So first of all, it's to be aware to the fact that you have a neshama. Your neshama is already illuminating from inside, like we said before. And then when you recognize that you have a soul, means you believe in yourself, it starts to work. So the wife, it's the same. Or nafsha, the light of her soul, is that she's going to believe in herself. What it means? That she's going to find the ability to go and to make shopping. To go and to use the money. That she will not going to be afraid to spend money. And for you, you say, what, this is it? So she needs to go all day long to the mall? The Ari HaKadosh is saying that when a woman, she's got a desire to buy something, it's tikune shechina. It sparks that belongs to you, she can recognize it. The woman, they got binayetera, extra wisdom, extra power of understanding. She sees sparks that you cannot see. You go to buy a sweatshirt in the store, it's gonna take you 2.5 minutes to be outside. You see the size, you see the color, it's written the certain kind. If you're super sensitive, you check for what it made, and you buy what that you know. You buy with your sechel, with your brain. If it fulfilled the needs of that deal, so you buy, you take it, and you leave the place, and Elvis has left the building. This is it. You're not there anymore. So, but the wife, she can stand in front of a shelf, a madaf over there, and to feel the cloth, the fabric, for 20 minutes. And she's checking another one, and another one, and it starts to look weird. But then you see that there are hundreds of women that are the same, doing this. This is what they're doing. And she can go out from the store after 1.5 hours, and she doesn't know what to do. And it's a mess for her. And you say, okay, I'll help you. And you think that you're so wise, and you're getting into the store. And you tell her, let's buy, so let's buy two. So let's buy all of them. Let's buy 20. And she's getting sick, and she hates you for it. Why she hates you? Because you want to spend her money. And it's the light of her soul. And she's getting crazy, and confused. And she hates herself, and she hates you, and she hates the store. And what's going on? She don't believe in herself. This is the problem. She don't believe, but why? Why? Because really, you don't believe at her also. Why? In what you don't believe? You don't believe that really she can feel in the cloth, in the fabrics, the sparks that she's looking for. Really, there is a huge difference between those two shirts. A crazy. One belongs to her and one is not. One belongs to your child and one is not. For you, it's an underpants. Still got time for that. Let's go. But you don't understand. You cannot wear an underpants that belongs to someone else. And if you will, it's going to damage your life. accidentally, if it's going to happen to you, it's going to ruin your life and you don't know. Because you're going to wear something that's not yours. And she can feel it. But you don't believe in that because you're in a rush. You think you need to go to the kollel. You think you need to go, I don't know what, to catch mincha. Whatever, even if you're doing all mitzvot. You don't understand that she is fixing the Shekhinah. Whatever that she's choosing, it's tikkunei Shekhinah. She is fixing the Shekhinah. She's going to bring the right sparks into your house. If you're going to respect her, you're going to have Shekhinah between you. Because she's going to bring the right sparks into the house. She's buying, she's going to the supermarket and it takes hours to choose tomatoes and carrots and those pilpel gamba, how you call that? My wife, she cannot buy fruits and vegetables unless they look like plastic ones. If they're not perfect, in a perfection that only Hashem can make something, no scratch, she cannot touch it, she's disgusted from it. She cannot. We never took food from the yeshiva, from all of those food baskets. She cannot. Vegetables, all right, so we'll give it to the neighbor. No problem, yeah, I'm very happy, yeah, just put it outside. She cannot. So what are you going to do? You need to believe in her. That she really feels those feelings. That she's got that sensitivity. Even that you're dumb and you cannot feel it, it doesn't mean that it's not exist. You do believe that there are sparks in it. So, but you're not thinking about it, right? Admit, you're not thinking about it. But she does. So she is not a Talmid Chacham like you, that she thinks and she expresses. She don't know how to express herself. She doesn't need. For her, it's a natural thing. Like every simple creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows exactly what he needs. No creation in the world, no creature in the world will eat something that is not good for him. He knows exactly to which flour to go, which kind of meat he needs to eat, to drink from the milk and not from Coca-Cola. Only us human beings, we lost it. We went out of balance. And we're eating poison and we're throwing food and we're spending our lives doing things that are damaging us. Only us. Why? Because we're too clever. Because we're so clever. We're so arrogant that we lost the simplicity. And women have it. They still have it. They're closer to it than us. This is why they're closer to Hashem. This is why Rabbeinu say you need to learn faith and simplicity from the women. Because they're simple. For you, you found a rabbi. For you, you have, all right, easy. You keep on questioning on your rabbi for weeks, for years, for months. After, nothing going to stop you from having thoughts about, you cannot settle down. For her, it's simple. You decided to do tshuva. And every year, you're thinking about it again. Was it the right thing to do? No, maybe this. And she, for her, we already decided. For her, it's simple. If she decided to keep Shabbos, she will not going to think about it anymore in her life. This is it. I'm keeping Shabbos. This is it. She decided to go to the mikveh. She will not going to think about it anymore. Maybe she's going to look for a cleaner place, a nicer place. Whatever. Depends on the sparks. That she's going to feel that she not belongs to that place. But you're denying her. You're closing on her. With your wisdoms and your understanding. No, you need to live more simply. You're wrong. You're not the simple one. You're the one that is denying her. You're the one that is closing the air supply for her. With all of your wisdoms. With all of your understanding. No, we need to... And you're not thinking. You're not really thinking. You're jumping from inside, from your yetzari. Today you want to be a Talmid Chacham. So everyone needs to be a wife of a Talmid Chacham and the children of a Talmid Chacham. But you're not a Talmid Chacham yet. Be a Talmid Chacham first, and then your wife is going to be Eshet Talmid Chacham. But if you're not Talmid, no, you want to be married to Eshet Talmid Chacham, and it's going to help you to be a Talmid Chacham. Mefager. Mamash, mamash mefager, mamash. Stupid, dumb, mamash. So far. So far from truth. You want your wife to be a wife of a Talmid Chacham, so you need to work on to be a Talmid Chacham. You want your children to be children of Talmidei Chachamim, so you need to reach that level. If you're not holding that level, you sunflower beam grains, you're gonna crack them all day long, and you're angry why your children are not Talmidei Chachamim. They cannot be children of Talmid Chacham when you're still eating and drinking and wasting your hours and hours and hours. Me, myself, I have to admit that. I see my children, they're growing, Baruch Hashem. And they're learning better and better every day. and soon, very soon, I won't be able to compete them. And I'm happy with what that I'm doing. I am happy that I don't have my Gemara classes every. What can I do? I rather to see it like yesterday night. I sat with a friend of us from the Kollel, something like half an hour with him and with his wife in a certain park, and we were talking and doing Shalom Bayit and everything. That I know that it's more important to Hashem Yitbarach that I'm going to spend my days and nights like that to help people to have Shalom Bayit and to decide to make Aliyah or to stay in Eretz Israel and whatever they need to go to the field, to do it what they do, to understand how to make Shalom Bayit. I know that Hashem wants that for me. And I know that my children need to learn Gemara. So, but I cannot imagine to myself that I will be the Rebbe of my children in Limud HaGemara. I cannot compete them. They have clean mind, they're very easy to learn, and they're just learning, and they're catching it, and this is it. Things that for me, it's almost impossible, and this is it. And soon, they're maybe already. Maybe there are things, not maybe, for sure. There are things that they already know that probably I'm never going to learn. I probably won't have the time to do. Maybe I win, maybe Hashem is going to give me a gift, whatever. Wonderful. But so you need to understand it. Hashem is doing. And the results can be only from what that you have. It cannot be miracles beyond nature and things beyond nature. Hashem Yitbarach wants you to grow and to develop in a speed that's going to be healthy for you and for your wife, and for your children, and for the neighborhood, and for the friends, for the families, for everyone. We have today the ability, really, to expand the kedusha, to expand the holiness. To new territories, to new places. This is what it calls Lashkot Ilanot, to water trees. We have that ability. You just need to go with the light that you received in class and to go and spread it and open it to everyone. And you don't need to do nothing, just don't stop it. Because if now you went out happy from the class, you're satisfied, just don't stop it. Just smile. It's going to come out. People, someone going to ask you, what do you think, what do you know, what can you have an advice for? Hashem going to open it for you. So, the main thing for us, it's like Rabbeinu said, be aware to the treasures that we have inside. First of all, know. From what that you received here in this class, from me already, each and every one of you can go and light the world alone. If you're just going to think about how to make that from to be in power to an active way to make it happen, you have so much wisdom. And like that Rabbi Akiva said on Rabbi Eliezer ben Orkanus, when Rabbi Eliezer ben Orkanus passed away on his deathbed, he said, I'm going up and I'm taking the holy tablets with me. He couldn't pass them to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva didn't have the power to receive the wisdom of Rabbi Eliezer ben Orkanus. Rabbi Eliezer ben Orkanus, he was a Baal Tshuva. Rabbi Akiva, he was a Baal Tshuva. Rabbi Akiva said, after Rabbi Eliezer ben Orkanus passed away, that he received from his rabbi the amount that he compared it to a dog that licks water from the sea. What he took from the sea? He didn't took out from the sea nothing. He drank everything he need. He is full. He's not thirsty anymore. Something happened to the sea? Nothing. This is what that he took from Rabbi Eliezer ben Orkanus, Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva, he gave the Torah to all of Am Israel. And this is how, and on that is written, Oy la lota busha, it's a disgrace. How the light of the Torah is being reduced from one generation in a frightening way. What that I have to give to you from Rav Shalom, it's nothing compared with what Rav Shalom got to give. No question about it. Rav Shalom himself told me that on the children books. He told me, I wrote a book and I made it and illustrated it, everything. I handed it to him. He told me, and I wrote it. He told me, that book contains 1 out of 1,000 of what that I have to give the light to illuminate to the children of Am Israel. But so I asked him, so maybe I am not supposed to give it me if it's so empty, if it's so. So he told me, no, people will not gonna feel the lacking in it. Don't worry. So think about it. I have to give, maybe, I don't know, if I will want to say that I maybe achieved some more in those 8 years or so, don't worry, Rav Shalom also achieved some more. So I was growing and he was also. So don't worry. So it's, you have one out of 1,000. Maybe, if you're very lucky. Okay, so you're saying, what have I learned from Dror? What have I learned from him? It's so small. You don't understand. This is what it calls Torah Shebe'al Peh. You don't need to give a physical amount, because you give a spiritual key. You give a code to a person that's going to find all of the Torah by himself. So this is why it doesn't matter. You cannot feel the lacking, and the lacking, it doesn't matter at all. You rather to receive from Rabbi Eliezer ben Orkanus and not from Rabbi Akiva. And if you cannot understand the word from Rabbi Eliezer ben Orkanus and not even from Rabbi Akiva, so you want to hear Rav Shalom. And even if you cannot understand Rav Shalom, so you rather to come to this class. And there are people that cannot come to this class also. They're not able. So what's better? That they're going to learn from Rabbi Akiva? Who is Rabbi Akiva? Who are you talking? Oh, Rabbi what? What's Rabbi? What's Aki what? Ma? They don't understand what you're talking about. Like we said, people are writing to us comments. What is the meaning of the word Hashem that you're mentioning all of the time? What it means Hashem? Who is Hashem? What's Hashem? What are you talking about? What's Hashem? So people are so far. So what is it? Is it important from who you're going to receive? What is important is that you're going to receive. So go and water trees. This is the answer. So go and water trees. Because you give them the key. You give them the key to life of full with meanings. Meaningful life. Life with a purpose. To connect themselves to Hashem. And Hashem is endless. Hashem is infinity. So Hashem can illuminate every kind of darkness. And it doesn't matter. He doesn't need to learn from Rabbi Akiva. You don't get it. Hashem created the world like that. That you have trees, that you have rocks, that you have animals, that you have birds, that you have fish, that you have fish in the ocean and fish in the water tank, and they're all happy. Everyone are good with their job. Be good with your job. Understand that you have your purpose, you have your meaning in life. You don't need to learn the fish, if you're going to take it today from my water tank and bring it back to those rivers in South Africa or in Botswana, he will not going to function. He's not able to go back to that, to the stream. He's not able to go back to the river. He's been took out. He's been kidnapped. All right, he's been exiled. Now he's in the exile in Dror's water tank in Rehavia. You're right. It's his exile, but it's better for him to be there. He doesn't want to go nowhere. Just don't bring him back to Botswana's water. He cannot function there. He will be eaten in less than an hour, less than a minute. This is it. He lost his life. He's not able. This is us also. We need to believe in Hashem Yitzbarach. Hashem Yitzbarach, he knows the best. More than everyone. Don't think to yourself how much I was afraid from that move. How I was afraid. How much I was fighting on the house that I had here in Beit Israel. How much I was fighting. With everyone I was ready to fight. And I thought that I'm doing the right. I was fighting out of my fears. I was afraid. I couldn't recognize what Hashem wants to do with me. It was hard for me because you're so happy to... You're so, it's not cause happiness, but you're afraid from the change. Yesterday night I went to do it, but the dude, I have a forest under my house that you cannot imagine. People don't know. And some do. You have a huge forest over there, the cleanest forest in the world, I think. I'm right. If you haven't... No, I don't know. Maybe there are places, you know... something you have maybe in England, places that are cleaner. You're right.
the garden, the queen's gardens. I don't know what. Maybe they're cleaner.
All right.
Prospect Park.
Hey, what? No, please, Moshe.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. And you have everything. You have everything. You have all of the opportunities. And so many people are talking English, and so many people are religious over there, and you just, because you're afraid to listen to the voice of Hashem, because you're afraid to move, you don't rock my boat, you just don't. No, why? Hashem knows better than you. Hashem knows better than you, a lot better than you. Our Bodhi said, if your God got the same IQ like that you have, so you have a problem. You have a problem. You need to look to find another rabbi, another God. If your God got the same IQ that you have, so it's a problem. So you need to understand that your IQ is lower than God's, and that you're different than Him. Rabbeinu is saying in five things that are very big things, that Hashem got those things and you don't have. For an example, I'm going to tell you one. Hashem can encompass. What?
Wrap.
Calm down. Things that don't have border. Things that are endless, He can wrap them, He can hug them, He can cover them. So you cannot understand that. So five things like that, Hashem got that you don't have. So there is a certain difference between us two. So need to accept it. It's not humiliation. It's not humility. It's not anava. It's stupidity not to live like that. Not to understand that you're a creation of Hashem and you're a person. Oh Hashem, you have a body. You're limited to your body. This is the body that Hashem gave you, and this is who that you are. When you accept it, by that you break the borders. You come out from your body. You accept the fact that Hashem is one, and you're just serving Him, and then you let Hashem express Himself through you. And this is it. And you connect yourself to infinity. And you also have the ability, you can have divine spirit, and you can go and visit in people's dream and to do things, and Hashem gives you that power. You can do kfitzat aderech, you can be here and there, and you go out from frames, from misgarot, from borders. Just connect yourself to Hashem. Hashem got all of the powers, He's kol yachol, He can do everything, and you can join Him, and then you can do also everything with Him if you're cooperating with Him. So you're with Him.
Shal koach.
Ah, the two bishvats are there. Baruch atah Adonai, Elohim, Melech HaOlam, Shekol, Yavi.
Amen.